brothels could soon be banned from setting up near cemeteries. The request follows an uproar over a now-defunct proposal for a brothel near Ipswich Cemetery. The last thing you want is if there's a burial going on with brothel interaction next door. But I agree. I don't think that's right. I think it's disgraceful. I mean, you don't want to be on the job with a prostitute and look out the window and see a gloomy funeral going on, do you?
Who needs that?
Throw you right off your game. Hey, there's people trying to get laid in here. Show some sensitivity. Look, this is interesting. Do you get into the internet pornography, Jared?
No, not really.
Listen to this. Campaigners fear that as computer porn becomes more widespread, it will give men unrealistic expectations of their love lives. Men are looking at so much pornography on the internet, it's giving them unrealistic expectations about what to expect from women.
Mm.
Yes, I'm sorry, darling, your breasts just aren't grotesquely distorted enough. Too much dental care, not enough tats, love. The internet has raised my expectations. Unless you're prepared to adopt a harshly lit and inappropriately gynecological approach to, say, doing the vacuuming, you simply won't be meeting my new incredibly high expectations. Damn you, bigandbouncysluts.com, for redefining my standards of excellence. Time for one more sex-related story. What have we got here? Oh, yeah, listen to this. The tax office has vowed to, quote, stay involved with brothels and erotic dance clubs after its unannounced investigators sampled 50 venues and uncovered rampant tax evasion. I don't know. Guys from the tax office down at the local brothel or strip club. That's great what you're doing to my penis, but can I inquire if you have an ABN number? Those breasts are fantastic, but I'm going to need to see receipts. I should tell you at this point that strap-on device is both painful and claimable.